സദാശിവസമാരംഭാം ശങ്കരാചാര്യമധ്യമാം അസ്മദാചാര്യപര്യന്താം വന്ദേ ഗുരുപരംപരാം. ഓം. പേജ് 86 വേർസ് 22. നൈകകാരകസാധ്യത്വാത് ഫലാന്യത്വാച്ച കർമ്മണഃ വിദ്യാ തദ്വിപരീതാതഃ ദൃഷ്ടാം തോ വിഷമോ ഭവേത്. ഇൻ ദിസ് ഫസ്റ്റ് ചാപ്റ്റർ ഓഫ് ഉപദേശ സാഹസ്രി, വിച്ച് ഈസ് ഇൻ മെട്രിക്കൽ ഫോം, ശങ്കരാചാര്യ റിഫ്യൂട്ടിംഗ് ദി ജ്ഞാനകർമ്മ സമുച്ചയവാദി. ദർ ഈസ് എ വൈഡ് ഹെൽഡ് വ്യൂ ഇൻ പീപ്പിൾ, ജ്ഞാനം അലോൺ കനോട്ട് ഗിവ് മോക്ഷ without any puja rituals or any other type of vratams, upasanas. Without that type of bhakti, mere jnanam is only an intellectual knowledge. How just mere intellectual knowledge can give moksha? People think moksha means merging with God. People think moksha means merging with God. Irandar kalandar. You have to join slowly with the Bhagavan. Because of that concept, to merge with Bhagavan, you have to please Bhagavan. To merge with Bhagavan, I have to please Bhagavan. To please Bhagavan, I have to do lot of ഭഗവാൻ റിലേറ്റഡ് റിച്വൽസ്, ഗോഡ് കണക്ടഡ് പൂജ, ഫാസ്റ്റിംഗ്, മന്ത്ര, ജപ, ധ്യാനം, ഓൾ ദീസ് ആർ ഗോഡ് കണക്ടഡ്. സോ മോക്ഷ മീൻസ് മെർജിംഗ് വിത്ത് ഗോഡ്. വാട്ട് അദർ പീപ്പിൾ തിങ്ക്, മോക്ഷ മീൻസ് മെർജിംഗ് വിത്ത് ഗോഡ്. ടു മെർജ് വിത്ത് ഗോഡ്, ഐ ഹാവ് ടു പ്ലീസ് ദ ലോർഡ്. To please the Lord, I have to do such an actions through which I can please the Lord. There are so many sadhanas. So let me do those sadhanas, puja, japa, tapa, homa, etc., etc. By performing all these, I get lot of punya. Then Bhagavan is so happy. And he welcomes me with red carpet. So only I can merge with God. So this type of moksha concept we have to attack. Not outside people. Our own concept. We have to attack that. Attack in the sense, is it right concept? Moksha means merging with God. Is this Shastra is teaching? Is this Moksha Upanishad is teaching? We have to inquire into. How we can inquire? When we are focused to Shastra, through a guru when I study, I come to know what is real Moksha. I come to know what is real Moksha, liberation, Jivan, Mukti. Then only we get clarity. Moksha means nothing but clear understanding about my real nature. That wrong notion has to be removed from our intellect. Moksha means while living here itself, clear understanding about my Atma Swarupam. I am the pure consciousness, existence, principle, that is Brahman nature, Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam, Brahma, Ahamasmi. This clear knowledge, when it rays in my buddhi or antahkaranam, I am clear about moksha. This is the moksha. It stands logically, it stands scripturally, it stands anubhavapurvakam. It is not posthumous moksha, but while living you can understand, you discover, you recognize. That is a cognitive change. Dayananda Swamiji says, what is moksha? Shifting your thought from other moksha, I am going to get to moksha, you have to drop. I am nitya muktaha. That is called shifting. Cognitive change. Thought level you have to change. Nothing outside you need not change anything. Therefore, internally you recognize, I am ever paramarthika satyam atma. Nothing to do with karma to this knowledge. Knowledge is vastu tantram. Karma is kartrutantram. Knowledge removes or destroys that ahankara. Karma increases, nourishes ahankara. Totally opposite. When Purvapakshi argues, gave four objections. What are those four objections, Vaisam? Veda vihitatvat karma jnanena saha kartavyam. This is the first objection. Veda vihitatvat. It is said in Veda, karma has to be done lifelong. How can you give up karma? You go to Vedanta class and that guru says, no need of karma, sit and listen, listen, listen. Veda vihitatvat. Veda is important, he says. For that Shankaracharya is answering, he has answered already in the 16th to 21st sloka, first line, he answered to Veda Vihitatvat. He took from Taittiriya Aranyakam, Nyasa iti Brahma iti, Sanyasaha Atyarichyate. Renunciation, internal renunciation, Tivra Vairagyam, Tyagaha. That's what he said in the previous page. We have completed that. Manasantam. In Taittiriya Upanishad, there are 10 prashnas. 10 prashnas means 10 portions are there. First 6 portions are upasana portions in Taittiriya Aranyakam. I said in the last class, 7th prashna is called Sikshavalli. 8th prashna is, prashna means not question, portion, valli. 8th prashna is called Brahmananda valli. 9th prashna is called Bhrugu valli. Acharya quoted from Mahanarayana valli. That is the 4th chapter of Taittiriya Upanishad. These 7, 8, 9, 10 comes under Upanishad. Jnana Kanda portions. Previous portions 1 to 6 of Taittiriya Aranyakam Upasana. That's what Manasanta in the sloka, previous sloka. Manasanta, Manasantebhyaha, 20th sloka, second line. Karmabhyaha Manasantebhyaha. Lot of sadhanas prescribed up to Upasana. Manasa means Upasana, until that. Later, Shastra says, Nyasaha, Sanyasaha, final. This is for Veda Vihitatvat. Yajnavalkya also said, Etavaditi are khalu Maitreyi. This much alone is the teaching. That also is the Shastra support. So, Veda Vihitatvat you are telling, I am also able to quote Veda. Where Veda says renounce, karma is enough, say goodbye to karma, don't involve too much. Paramarthananda Swamiji's words, port reduction. Reduce possessions, reduce obligations, reduce relations, reduce transactions. Reduce. Unless you become introverted, you cannot get quality time. Shastra needs a quality mind, quality time to grasp. You require a subtle mind, a calm mind. If you have lot of vyavahara with cell phone, all the time sitting in front of three screens, cell phone screen, computer screen, TV screen, where is the time for Atma screen? Atma is also like a screen upon which all roles are rolling. Atma screen upon which wife role, husband role, daughter role, son role, all roles are rolling. I am also rolling with that. And port reduction. Without that, quality time is not available. If quality time is not there, quality learning is not possible. If quality learning is not possible, quality understanding is also not possible. That's all. Whatever I give time, that much I can receive. Therefore, Acharya says, sannyasa, jnani need not go for karma. When he comes to Shastra, he can reduce. Veda vihitatvat, he has answered. Then Vidya Sahakaritvat, he has answered from 12th to 16th shloka. Second objection, he answered first. Veda sahaka, Vidya Sahakaritvat. Sahakaram, karma sahakaram is there for knowledge. Just knowledge won't give moksha. Therefore, Acharya said that also not required. Vidya doesn't require any karma. Karma doesn't have a role in giving moksha. Then Agnishtoma Tulyatvad, fourth one. That is what we were seeing in the last class, 22nd shloka. Agnishtoma Tulyatvad, just like Agnishtoma, to go to Swarga, Agnishtoma Yaga is prescribed. If you do Agnishtoma Yaga, some satellite rituals you have to do. Like that, here also you want to go to Jnana Marga, you have to go along with karma, like Agnishtoma. Then Acharya is giving answer, you are taking a wrong example. Agnishtoma Tulyatvat, the karma, Agnishtoma Karmavat, Jnana also needs some karma. That example is not right example, he says. Vishamo Bhavet Drishtantaha. This Drishtanta is Vishamaha, means wrong, not appropriate, improper example you are taking, comparison. Don't compare Jnanam here to Agnishtoma Drishtanta. Don't bring that Drishtanta example here. Just like, that's what he is going to tell in the next shloka. What he said here, Acharya, in this shloka, Naika Karaka Sadhyatvad. Naika means Aneka. Karma is always with Aneka Karaka Sadhyam. Aneka Karaka means once you are doing ritual, you have to chant mantras properly, first of all utterance. While chanting mantra, right time, you have to do that with other accessories. So many accessories you are depending upon. It is not one factor. If you want to be successful in any endeavor or any attempt of any work, any action, it is depending upon many factors. Known factors, some of them are unknown factors. We the limited human beings, we don't have control over all factors. We don't have control on our own body. How much time we can sit for puja also, we have problem. We are changing our legs. We can't sit and do. In the mind, we, you know, it is going on and on, all round tour it is doing. How much shraddha that we are doing, it's not joke. To get phalam, it depends upon so many karakas, dravyams. Lot of money required, a lot of manpower is required. And manasika shuddhi, kayika shuddhi, vachika shuddhi is required. Without all these, you cannot accomplish that full phalam. Karakas means accessories, many factors. Therefore, naika karaka means aneka karaka sadhyatvat. Phalani anyatvache karmanah. There are different phalams for different karmas. Same karma will not give all types of phalam. One karma gives one phalam. Is it not? When you want to take food, hunger, you want to appease your hunger, quench your thirst. What you have to do? Japama. You have to cook. You have to go to kitchen room, cook. Then only you can have nice food and nice water you can get. So that action fulfills one type of benefit. Suppose you want to wear a dress for the cold, there are a lot of chillness. You cannot do dhyanam. I want to come out of cold. You have to go and buy some shawl or a blanket, something you have to do. So different karma, different phalam. Like that, you see, from the morning to till night, we are getting so many things, so through so many actions. Phalani anyat, karmani anyat, lot of actions, lot of results, variables. Whereas, when you come to Vedanta, first text talk about what? Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya, Bhagavad Gita. Upanishad, Mundaka Upanishad talks about what? Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya. What about Keno Upanishad? Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya. Jivo Brahmaiva Naparaha. What about Brihadaranyaka Upanishad? Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya. Jivo Brahmaiva Naparaha. From past 20 years, what we are listening? Same thing. No change. What about phalam? Texts are changing. But what is the content? What Shastra communicating? Same thing. You are Brahman. Tattvamasi. Prajnanam Brahma, Ayamatma Brahma. Am I changing anything? Different phalams. Mokshan lo also there are different mokshas. First level of moksha, second level of moksha, third level of moksha. No. In jnanam there are no changes. Any change is not there. No many phalams. Only one phalam. Aham Brahma Asmi Jnana phalam. For that, what you have to do? Only study. You can't say dhyanam, japam, some other things, samadhi, you cannot say. Therefore, karma, so many karmas, so many phalams. Whereas jnanam, only one truth we are learning, no change in that. Whether we understand or not, that is a different question. But teacher is talking through many different texts, only one content, one subject. The student also struggling to understand that I am Brahman. What type of Brahman? Ananda Brahma. I am Ananda Swarupam. Eternal Swarupam. Janana Marana Rahita Atma Swarupam. I am. This is the truth. All the teachers, anywhere, whenever they talk, this alone they have to talk. Therefore, see how much difference is there. There are variables, here non-variable, changeless, same. Therefore, he says, vidya tad viparita ataha. Since vidya means self-knowledge, atma-jnanam is viparita, tad viparita means karma viparita. It is different from karma, totally, diagonally opposite. Any amount of karma cannot give moksha. First of all, the student has to understand. any amount of karma. They all can remove only obstacles by any puja, japa, abhishekam, agnihotram, anything you do, they remove certain obstacles. They give lot of purity. They prepares you for knowledge. Therefore he says, vidya ataha tad viparita karma viparita, therefore agnishtoma drishtantaha vishamaha bhavet. Don't bring that example. Just like krishi, like he is giving this example, your agnishtoma drishtanta is like this agriculture. Now next shloka we will read. Shloka 23. कृष्यादिवत्फलार्थत्वात् अन्यकर्मोपब्रह्मणम् अग्निष्टोमस्त्वपेक्षेत स्तोमस्त्वपेक्षेत विद्यान्यत् किमपेक्षते vidyanyat kimapekshate. Now he is concluding that agnishtoma tulyatvat karma avashyam kartavyam, that purapakshi's objection. Agnishtoma tulyatvat karma sarvada kartavyam is, he said, like agnishtoma vat. If you don't do vihita karma, you will get lot of pratyavaya papa. That is also one objection. Pratyavaya dosha uktatvat. If you omit, you get pratyavaya papa. Naraka and all. That he is going to talk later. Now Acharya concluding this agnishtoma drishtanta by saying, Acharya gives sadhana, sadhya, both are different in karma. I use certain sadhanas to get some sadhyam, goal, end. I use sadhanas means what? Means. Means I use to get an end. That's called sadhyam. Like agriculture, when you want to get lot of paddy, krishi means here agriculture. Krishi, krishyadi, adi padat in business. Krishi means agriculture. Go rakshavani jam, no? In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, see, brahmanas, they have to do shama, dama, jnanam, brahma karma swabhavajam, kshatriya karma is different, vaishya karma swabhavajam, he said, paricharyatmakam karma, shudra karma swabhavajam. Jnani is beyond varna. Jnani is beyond ashrama. Even though he is a grihastha, even though he is a jnani, he is a sannyasi, jnani never look himself or herself, I am a grihastha, I am a sannyasi. No. They all belong to what? Navarna shramacharya dharmaha. I am beyond varna ashrama. Varna ashrama belong to the body, mind complex, vyavaharika satyam. I, the atma, belong to paramarthika satyam. So jnani is beyond varna dharma and ashrama dharma. How can you talk about all this brahmana karma? Brahmana has to do vihita karma. And kshatriya has to do his vihita karma. Vaishya has to do his vihita karma. Vaishya jnani, kshatriya jnani, brahmana jnani, aham brahmasmi jnanam, anything is different. Brahmana jnani, aham brahmasmi is different. Kshatriya jnani, aham brahmasmi is different. Vaishya jnani, aham brahmasmi is different. Can it be like that? Never. But kshatriya karma prescribed by Shastra to kshatriya, rajasuyena raja, Rajasuya Yagam has to be done by Raja. So they have their own karmas. Different varnas, different ashramas, Brahmacharya ashrama, Swadhyaya, Grihastha ashrama, Panchamaha yajnas, Karma Yoga, Vanaprastha ashrama, Upasana, Sannyasashrama, Jnana Yoga. Jnani is beyond all these ashrama karmas. Once you are taken to this Atma Vidya, you attain Atma Jnanam, there is no necessity of puja, jhanam, tapas, niyama, nishtha, vedaha, avedaha, bhavanti. Vedas withdraw from that jnani. I cannot command jnani. Tatra ko vidhi ko nishedaha. Veda itself afraid of commanding jnani. Jnani has transcended even Veda injunctions. Can he violate? Never. He cannot violate, she cannot violate dharma, because after transcending the body-mind complex, spontaneously, helplessly, jnani is a dharmic person. So very difficult to understand jnani's thinking. His mind set. Karma is not connected. Krishyadivat, like agriculture, phalarthatvat sadhyam. Phalam is sadhyam, that which you acquire. Phalarthatvat anyakarmopa brahmanam. Anyakarma means other accessories. For example, in krishi, agriculture, you have to see the land where you have to sow the seeds, number one. And you have to pour water, supply water, good quality water, quantity water. These are all karmas. And manure you have to put, and you have to put fencing, so many other things. While doing agriculture, lot of accessories are required. Karma upabrahmanam. Karma support is required. Support of accessories. Apekshate. In second line you see, Agnishtomahatu krishyadi phalarthatvat anya karma upar brahmanam. Your agnishtoma karma is like krishi, agriculture karma. There is no difference. Just as agnishtoma required lot of accessories, like agriculture. So agnishtoma hatu krishyadivat. Agnishtoma karma needs lot of accessories, just like in agriculture they require lot of accessories, like that. Anya karma upabrahmanam. This is the right example. But agnishtoma you should not bring to jnana karma samuchaya example. Agnishtoma is not the right example. There you have to put a full stop. Apekshate means required, in need of. It is in need of or support. Apekshate. Then what? Vidya anyat kim apekshate. Vidya means self-knowledge. Kim apekshate? Does it require any karma? Vidya means self-knowledge. It doesn't require any karma. Whether you write notes or not, it is your choice. I didn't never make any compulsory. You have to write notes, otherwise you won't get moksha. I never say you have to buy the book, you have to look into the book, otherwise you won't get moksha. No. You have to sit in only Padmasanam, Sukhasanam, then only you will get moksha. No. If you sit in chair, you won't get moksha. No. No commandment. No commandment, no rules and regulations. All rules and regulations withdrawn when it comes to jnanam. Clear? Therefore, vidya anyat karma anyat kim apekshate. Not prashnarthe, parantu akshepaarthe. Kim apekshate ityukte, kimapi naapekshate. Karma doesn't require, jnanam doesn't require any support of karma, any type of karma. That is the meaning. With this, Acharya concludes. So moksha is அக்னிஷ்டோம திருஷ்டாந்தா மோக்ஷா. யூ ஷுட் நாட் கம்பேர் அக்னிஷ்டோம திருஷ்டாந்தா ஹியர், ராங் எக்ஸாம்பிள். வித் திஸ் தட் அக்னிஷ்டோம துல்லியத்துவாத் ஓவர் அப்செக்ஷன். திஸ் லிட்டில் டெக்னிக்கல் சாப்டர். ஓகே, நவ் த லாஸ்ட் ஒன், பிரத்யவாய தோஷ உக்தத்வாத். சின்ஸ் சாஸ்திரா சேஸ் பிரத்யவாய தோஷ அகரணே பிரத்யவாய, இஃப் யூ டோன்ட் பிராக்டிஸ் அகரணே, இஃப் யூ டோன்ட் டூ விஹிதம் கர்ம நியதம் கர்ம த பிரிஸ்கிரைப்டு பை சாஸ்திரா, தட் இஃப் யூ டோன்ட் டூ பஞ்சமஹா யஜ்ஞாசு சந்தியாவந்தனம் ஆர் அதர் கர்மா சுச் ஆர் ஆல் பிரிஸ்கிரைப்டு ஃபார் கிரகஸ்தா, ஃபார் எனி வர்ணா எனி ஆசிரமா person will get papa. He incurred a sin called pratyavaya papa. How it will go? Now Acharya is giving answer to that. Pratyavaya stutasyaiva yasyahankara ishyate அஹங்கார பலார்த்தித்வே வித்யேதேனாத்மவேதினஹ. ஃபார் நிரதிசய மோக்ஷா தேர் இஸ் நோ நீட் ஆஃப் அதர் சாதனாஸ். சாதனாஸ் ஆர் டாப்ட் ஆர் ஓவர் வித் தட் அர்ஹத ஞான யோக்யதா பர்யந்தம் ஏவ சாதனாஸ். ஒன்ஸ் யூ கெட் சாதன சதுஷ்டய சம்பத்தி அண்ட் யூ ஆர் டெடிக்கேட்டட் கமிட்டட் டு சாஸ்திர, யூ ஹாவ் டு ஃபோக்கஸ் ஸ்ரோதவியோ மந்தவியோ நிதித்யாசிதவியாக. எகெயின் ஸ்ரோதவியோ மந்தவியோ நிதித்யாசிதவியாக. எகெயின் அதேதான், டூ ஸ்ரவணம் மனநம் நிதித்யாசனம், எகெயின் ஸ்ரவணம் அண்டில் யூ கெட் கிளாரிட்டி. Swamini, after attending 10 years also, I am not able to understand, can I do some japa? Can I do some dhyanam? No. What I should say, come all of my classes. Attend all classes. Listen. Again and again you listen. There is no improvement in moksha. There is no improvement in moksha or jnana phalam. Jnana phalam is same, moksha is same. Improvement has, you have to do only in with your clarity. The more you listen, is clarity. Therefore, shravanam is required. Again and again, repeated. Punah punaha shravanam kuryat. One listening is not sufficient. One listening, you understand, you don't know anything, first of all. One listening of one prasthana trayam, you understand, I don't know anything. Second listen, you become a mumukshu. Swamini, if you say like this, when we can get moksha? You will, definitely you will claim that, no doubt in that. What I want to say, clarity comes only by repeated listening, repeated sravanam, mananam, samshaya nivritti has to take place. Tharo gnanam. Therefore, now he says, பிரத்யவாயஸ்து தஸ்ய ஏவ. திஸ் பிரத்யவாய பாபம் யூ ஆர் டாக்கிங் ஓ பூர்வபக்ஷி. பூர்வபக்ஷி ஹூ இஸ் பூர்வபக்ஷி? ஞான கர்ம சமுச்சயவாதி இஸ் த பூர்வபக்ஷி. விருத்திகார மதம் இன் பிரம்மசூத்ரா வைசா இன் பாஷ்யம் கீதா பாஷ்யம் வைசா விருத்திகார மதம் ஹீ டாக்ஸ் அபவுட் ஞான கர்ம சமுச்சய பிரத்யவாய பாபம் ஹீ இஸ் டாக்கிங். ஃபார் ஹூம் கேன் ஞானி கெட் பிரத்யவாய பாபம்? Papa comes only a person who is having ahankara. Look into the sloka. Yasya ahankaraha ishyate. To whom the ahankara is, no, top to the hill, and they say, no, like that, connected, whose ahankara is identity with ahankara. I am ahankarta, I am the bhokta. Ahankara leads to mamakara. Therefore, whoever is having body-mind complex, identity, I am so-and-so, I have to do this karma, I have to get this phalam. He is encouraging ahankara. Whoever is having ahankara, he alone or she alone will have that bhayam. What bhayam? Bhagavan kannu kuttuvano, Bhagavan enna pannuvaro. Bhayam, ore bhayam. Inda swami ka arati kamicha, anda swami ka kobam varumo. If I show arati to this god, he will get angry, that god whom I have to worship. Lot of struggle inside, lot of fear, insecurity. Why? Full of body, mind, complex identity. That is called ahankara. Aham, aham iti. Karoti. Naan, naan, naan. I am, I am, I am. First drop that. Drop that ahankara. The more you nurture, nourish ahankara, body, mind, attachment, identity will increase. That is why ahankara we have to drop when we come to Shastra. At least reasonably, if not fully, reasonably we have to reduce. Otherwise that ahankara, ego comes and obstructs the person. Ahankaraha isya, yasya ahankaraha tasya eva pratyavayaha. For him only pratyavaya papam, whereas ahankara phalarthitve vidyete na atma vidaha. Ahankara is there, phalarthitvam will be there. Suppose a lady thinks, I am wife, I am doing lot of service to my husband, my children and all. They have to recognize me, they have to appreciate me, they have to help me. Like that, phalarthitvam is there, suppose. She is having that expectation. So phalarthitvam, ahankara, these two are there. Wherever ahankara, phalarthitvam will be there. As long as you have pala arthitvam, expectation towards result, these two are there, for him only pratyavaya is connected. Ishyate, pratyavaya is considered to him only, not for a jnani. Jnani doesn't have ahankara, jnani doesn't have pala arthitvam. What phala I want? If you ask a jnani, don't you want moksha phalam? You ask a jnani. Jnani doesn't have ahankara, he has falsified his ahankara. Jnani has falsified ahankara. Since he has falsified ahankara, number one. Number two, moksha phalam, because I am nitya muktaha. I don't want even moksha as a phalam. It is not a sadhya vastu to get as a phalam. Clear? It is not a sadhya vastu. Moksha is not an accomplished in time as an event. Jnani recognized moksha is nitya mukta swarupaha aham. Moksha means what? I am ever muktaha. I need not get moksha as a sadhyam. I am now here itself muktaha. Nitya mukti eva mokshaha. What phalam jnani wants? Therefore he is not having phala arthitvam, which is called moksha. He is not having ahankara. These two are not there. Ahankara phala arthitve vidna atma vedinaha vidyete. Prathama vibhakti divachanam. What? Ahankara and phala arthitvam. These two. Let's say it is in dvitiya. This is divachanam, it is in prathama divachanam. Vidyete. What vidyete? Na vidyete. That na atma vidaha is there. Natma vidaha, natma vedinaha. Atma vedinaha means the knowers of atma. The wise people, atma vedinaha, for them or to them. Na vidyete. These two are not there. What are they? Ahankara and phalarthitvam. Where is the question of pratyavaya papa? Whoever is having ahankara and phalarthitvam, if I do this ritual, I get this punya. If I don't do, I may get punishment. Papa may come. That ahankara bhavana is there. Because of ahankara, that thought comes. That thought comes, there is a phalam he is expecting. Jnani doesn't want any phalam. Even moksha is also not a phalam. Ahankara is falsified. Ahankara is like what? Our rope snake. Falsified, defanged cobra madri. Falsified mithyatma nishchayam. Where is the question of pratyavaya papa? Tell me. So with this, Acharya concludes jnana karma samuchayavada khandanam. Therefore, what? I can start upadesha sahasri. Jnana khanda, that is upadesha sahasri. Next shloka we will read. Tasmada jnana hanayam samsara vinivruttaye brahma vidya vidhanaya prarabdhopanishatiyam. Now Acharya reminds that in second shloka he said, Atha Athato Brahma Jignasa. I explained thereafter, therefore. Thereafter, therefore means what? Since after finishing these karmas, karmas cannot give ultimate that moksha, thereafter he has to come to Brahma Jignasa. Since karma cannot give Purnatvam, what can give Purnatvam? Jivan Mukti alone can give Purnatvam. Therefore, I have to come to Jnana Yoga. For Jnana Yoga, I have to come to Upanishad, Jnana Kanda, Vedanta. Therefore, here Upanishad, second line you see, Upanishad Yam, Upanishad Vyam. Here Upanishad means Upadesa Sahasri. Upadesha Sahasra is nothing but the teachings of Upanishads only. Therefore, Acharya used the word Upanishad. Tasmat, therefore means wherefore. Since karma cannot give moksha, karma support is not required, you can reduce karma and upasana and come to Swami. We have already reduced long before. So, karma and upasana can never give moksha. Therefore, ajnana hanaya. Hanaya means for the destruction of what? Ajnana. For the destruction of self-ignorance. Ajnana hanaya. For what? Why you have to destroy ignorance? Samsara vinivrittaye. To remove samsara problem. Samsara problem means janana, marana, samsara, chakra. Samsara nivartaka ajnana nashaha jnana praptihi. Jnana prapti dvara ajnana nasham. Ajnana nashena samsara nivrittihi. Therefore, ajnana hanaya samsara nivrittaye, for the sake of the destruction of, the removal of samsara, what one has to do? Brahma vidya vidhanaya. One has to do enquiry into Brahman knowledge. Brahma vidya. Brahma vidya means Brahma jnanam. Prarabdha upanishat iyam. This upadesha sahasri has begun for what? Brahma vidya vidhanaya, for the enquiry of Brahman. This Upadesha Sahasri text has begun. So with this sloka Acharya is going to continue further. Then what do you mean by Upanishad? Why you call this Upadesha Sahasri as Upanishad? Then Acharya concludes with last sloka, 26th sloka. Sadirupani purvasya kvipi chopanishad bhavet mandikarana bhavaccha ഗർഭാദേശാതനാത്തഥ. സദ് സദേഹേ ഉപനിപൂർവസ്യ. ഉപനിഷത്ത് ഇൻ പ്രീവിയസ് ഉപനിഷത്ത് ഇൻ കഠോപനിഷത്ത് വെൻ വി വർ സ്റ്റഡിങ് ഐ ഗീവ് ഡെഫിനിഷൻ ഓഫ് ഉപനിഷത്ത് മെനി ടൈംസ് മെനി ഓഫ് യു നോ. ആചാര്യ പ്രസന്റിംഗ് ദ ഡെറിവേഷൻ ഓഫ് ഉപനിഷത്ത്. വട്ട് യു മീൻ ബൈ ഉപനിഷത്ത്? ഹൗ ദ ഡെറിവേഷൻ ഹാസ് കം. ദ മൂല ധാതു, ദ വെർബൽ റൂട്ട് ഈസ് കാൾഡ് സദ്. സദ്ല് മീൻസ് സദ് ധാതു. സദേഹേ, ഓഫ് ദറ്റ് സദ് റൂട്ട്, ബിഫോർ ദറ്റ് സദ് റൂട്ട് വാട്ട് വാസ് ദേർ? വാട്ട് ഈസ് ദേർ? ഉപ പ്ലസ് നീ, ടു പ്രിഫിക്സസ് ആർ ദേർ ഫോർ എ റൂട്ട്. ബിഫോർ, ഇഫ് ദേർ ഈസ് എൻ എഫിക്സ്, ഇറ്റ് ഈസ് കാൾഡ് പ്രിഫിക്സ്. എ റൂട്ട് ഈസ് എ വെർബൽ റൂട്ട്. സദ്, ഫോർ എക്സാമ്പിൾ ഐ ടെൽ യു കൃഷ്ണ. ഹൗ ദ നെയ്മ് കൃഷ്ണ ഹാസ് കം? ഇൻ കൃഷ് ധാതു. കൃഷ് മീൻസ് കർഷതി, ആകർഷതി ഇതി കൃഷ്ണ. സോ ദറ്റ് കൃഷ് ധാതു ആകർഷതി, ഇറ്റ് ഗിവ്സ് എ മീനിങ് ഫുൾ മീനിങ്. വെർബൽ റൂട്ട് ബൈ ഇറ്റ്സെൽഫ് കെൻ നോട്ട് ഗിവ് ഫുൾ മീനിങ്. ഇറ്റ് ഹാസ് ടു ഗെറ്റ് എ പ്രത്യയ. തിങ്കന്തം മീൻസ് എ പ്രത്യയ. ഇറ്റ് ഹാസ് ടു പ്രത്യയ മീൻസ് സഫിക്സ്. വെർബൽ റൂട്ട് ഇസ് ഇൻ ദ മിഡിൽ. സപ്പോസ് രാമഹ, റമ് ധാതു. രമതേ ഇസ് രാമഹ. ദ വൺ ഹു റെവൽസ് ഇസ് രാമഹ. ലൈക് ദാറ്റ് ദർ ആർ മെനി വെർബൽ റൂട്ട്സ്. തൗസൻഡ്സ് ഓഫ് റൂട്ട്സ് ആർ ദർ. മിനിമം 2000 മിനിമം. ദർ ആർ മെനി വെർബൽ റൂട്ട്സ്. ദി സദ് preceded by upa plus ni, two prefixes. Whatever comes before, if you add before the verb, before the verb it is called affix. Before the verb, after the verb, whatever you add, it is called affix. If you add before, before affix is called prefix. After the verb, if you add, that affix is called suffix. പോതുമ കൺഫ്യൂഷൻ. വാട്ട് എവർ യു ആഡ് ഈസ് കാൾഡ് എഫിക്സ്. ഓക്കെ, വാട്ട് എവർ യു ആഡ് ടു എ വെർബ്, ദിസ് ഇസ് ഫോർ ഗ്രാമർ സ്റ്റുഡൻസ്, അതേഴ്സ് ക്യാൻ ഇഗ്നോർ. സപ്പോസ് വാട്ട് എവർ യു ആഡ് ടു ദ വെർബ് ഈസ് കാൾഡ് എഫിക്സ്. ഇഫ് യു ആഡ് ബിഫോർ ദ വെർബ്, ഇറ്റ് ഈസ് കാൾഡ് പ്രിഫിക്സ്. ഉപസർഗ ഇൻ സാൻസ്ക്രിറ്റ് ഉപസർഗ. If you add after the verb, it is called pratyaya, suffix. So affix is of two types: before affix, before the verb affix, after the verb affix. Before the verb affix is called prefix. After the verb you add, that affix is called suffix. Why, Swamini? This is more difficult than Brahma Vidya. It's not difficult, just sir. We have to, because Acharya is talking about that. Sadehe upani purvasya. Purvasya means prefix. Upasarga purvaka. Sadu dhatu, it has got upa plus ni, two prefixes. Then after sad, krip is pratyaya comes. Kripi. Kripi is a pratyaya, suffix. Krip pratyaya is that pratyaya. It disappears. It is not visible when the form is taken place. It is not visible, krip pratyaya. It is not audible also. If you look into the grammar dictionary, krip means zero. He gives. What do you mean by zero? My mind is zero. Krip. If you look into that, zero means what? Its sound or its form you cannot hear or see when the verb root totally formed. Upa plus ni plus sad plus kip, it becomes shad. The sad, because of kip, that sandhi rules, that sakara becomes shakara. Upanishad, Upanishad. So what it means, he says, Upanishad bhaved, it becomes Upanishad. Then what? Mandikarana bhavach, Mandikarana bhavach. He gives two meanings here. Mandikarana means, Upanishad means one meaning. First meaning is weakening. Mandikarana means weakening. Garbhadehe shatanat tatha. Garbhadehe means punarjanma. Punarjanma. Shatanat means destroyer, cutter, breaker. The one who destroys punarjanma. Upanishad means that which destroys punarjanma. That which weakens samsara. That is the meaning. One who destroys, that ER, if you join, that is called quip. That ER. Cutter, weaker, which weakens, one who weakens. Then another meaning also, that which leads, leader, gamayati. That meaning has not given. Gamayati, that which leads us. Gamayati, leader. Upanishad means that which leads us. That is called Upanishad. Cutter of ignorance. The Upanishad means cutter of ignorance. Destroyer of ignorance. Then weakener of samsara. Weakener of samsara. The leader, Upanishad is the leader that which leads us to Brahma Jnanam. Which leads us to Brahma Jnanam. So, cutter, weakener, leader. What? Upanishad. Which destroys punarjanma, samsara. Which weakens, which destroys ignorance. Which weakens our samsara, punarjanma, and which leads us to Brahman. This is the meaning. Mandikarana bhavat. That means weakener of our samsara. Garbhadehe shatanat. Since it destroys punarjanma, therefore, it takes to Brahman. That is, Acharya has not given. We can take that meaning also. This is the meaning of Upanishad. Some more points we will see in the next class. I will give you summary also in the next class. With this, first chapter is over. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.